From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Voters in Peru are electing a new president. The most recent public opinion polls indicate candidates Keiko Fujimori and Pedro Kaczynski are virtually tied in the runoff election. Fujimori is the daughter of former President Alberto Fujimori, who is serving a 25-year prison sentence for human rights abuses and corruption. Candidate Kaczynski is a former World Bank economist. Both candidates are right-leaning conservatives. The last of the state presidential primary elections in this year's U.S. political campaign takes place this week. The largest of Tuesday's five elections is in the state of California. It is expected that former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton will wrap up the nomination for the Democratic Party, although she faces a strong challenge from Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. Polls show a tight race between the two in California, both of whom want to finish off with a win there. Taliban militants opened fire Sunday in a courthouse in eastern Afghanistan, killing seven people and wounding 21 in what they say was a revenge attack for last month's execution of some Taliban prisoners. Officials say the court's newly appointed prosecutor was among those killed in the attack in Logar province. All three gunmen were killed by Afghan security forces. The Syrian army is moving into the northern province of Raqqa, home to the de facto capital of the self-claimed caliphate of the Islamic State group. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says Syrian troops have reached the administrative border of Raqqa province, backed by Russian airstrikes. This is VOA News. An Iranian foreign ministry spokesman Sunday denounced a recent U.S. State Department report that identified his country as the world's leading state sponsor of terrorism. He charged that U.S. ally Saudi Arabia was the real leader in funding terrorist activity. The U.S. State Department published its annual report Thursday in which it said Iran increased its support of Palestinian militants in Gaza last year and supported Hezbollah fighters trying to maintain the government of Bashar al-Assad in Syria. In addition to supporting these groups, Iran also provides weapons and financial support to anti-Israel militants like Hamas, according to the report. The answer to the question, should all Swiss citizens receive an unconditional basic income each month, is a resounding no. More than three-quarters of Swiss voters have rejected a basic monthly income for the whole population. Proposal supporter Gabriel Barta is not surprised.
It's being rejected by three people out of four. And that means that one person in Switzerland out of four not only knows what the basic income is, which they didn't a few years ago, but is actually voting for it.
Switzerland is the first to hold a referendum on such an issue. Pope Francis canonized two new saints on Sunday. The Polish founder of the first men's religious order dedicated to the Immaculate Conception and a Lutheran convert who hid Jews during World War II.
Autoritate Domini nostri Jesu Christi.
Pope Francis canonized the Polish priest Stanislaus of Jesus and Mary and the Swedish nurse and Catholic convert Maria Elizabeth Hesselblad during a Mass Sunday at St. Peter's Square. Floodwaters on the River Seine began receding Sunday in Paris. The receding waters allowed museum curators, merchants, transit operators, and the general public some relief from the city's worst flooding in three decades. The president-elect of the Philippines says he will pay a bounty to people who kill drug dealers. Rodrigo Duterte said during his campaign he would unleash the military and police on drug dealers late Saturday. He invited the general public to go after them as well. A senior Chinese military official, Admiral Sun Jiangyo, Sunday rejected U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter's recent statement that China is isolating itself with its actions in the South China Sea. Carter said the Chinese government is erecting a great wall of self-isolation by its militarization of disputed islets. Admiral Sun says his country was not isolated in the past, is not isolated now, and he says will not be isolated in the future. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.